grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and especially to you today, Talon. The text, Hebrews. Please be seated. Well, brothers and sisters, and especially Talon, living in and from holy baptism is the daily life of what? It's the daily life of repentance, faith, and being led in holy living according to God's word. Day after day, it's God who repents us, who turns us away from our sin through the law. And so the text says, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Then God the Father turns us back to his Son Jesus for forgiveness through the gospel, to which faith says, amen, thank you. And so the text tells us then to look to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith. The faither, the truster in Jesus wants to do what then? The faither or the truster in Jesus wants to live a life that honors God and sacrificially serves the neighbor. This is the biblical way of talking, and there's no other way. It's repentance, faith, holy living. So as you live in and from your baptism into Jesus, your life of faith in him is like running a race, and it's not the 100-meter dash. The Christian life of repentance, turning from sin and dying to it daily, faith in Jesus and holy living is a marathon that lasts your entire lifetime, a Christian Tour de France on steroids, if you will. And so Hebrews exhorts us all this way today. Let us run with endurance. With endurance, the race that is set before us, and then it says, as you run this race, look to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith. So, just as a runner fixes his eyes on the finish line and the prize, just as Jesus had his eyes on the prize of your salvation in his Good Friday death, so you, a faither in Jesus, you look to Jesus, who endured the cross with all of your sin to save you. So run the race with endurance, Hebrews says. So the life of faith, it's not a spectator sport in which you watch others run the race. You're in the race. You're running. So keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. That means this. Don't look back at your past. You all know that runners who look over their shoulder in a race, what happens to them sometimes? They crash and burn. And so instead, keep your eyes looking forward. Why? Well, because your sinful past is redeemed. It's reconciled. It's all forgiven in the Lord Jesus Christ. So look ahead to the finish line, to the resurrection of the body and life eternal. That's what awaits you. You who believe in Jesus. In addition, don't look at yourself. Oh, I know. When I watch the track meets on TV, you know, the big track meets on TV, runners look at what? They watch the big screen to watch themselves in those big races. Don't watch how you're running, because faith looks to Christ. Faith does not look at itself. Hebrews, as we've already heard, exhorts us to shed the dead weight of sin and guilt. So be done with it. Confess your sin. Tell the truth. Be forgiven and be free in Christ Jesus. Talon, don't try to bear the burden of your sin on your own. And I'll tell you why you shouldn't do that. Because Jesus bore all the weight of your sin for you on the cross. So dump all the heaviness of your sin on him and run the race in lightness of his freedom, and Christ's forgiveness. I'm here to tell you that for Jesus' sake, you're forgiven and you are free. So believe this, Talon and all of you, and run as forgiven and free children of God. Now, as you run this race, as you live in and from your baptism, Realize that there are many surrounding you at the finish line and they're cheering you on. They're rooting for you. There's a whole laundry list we heard, right, from Hebrews? They've run the marathon race of the Christian faith already. They have endured in the Christian faith. They trusted the promise that Jesus would die for them even when that promise was never seemed to be fulfilled in their lives. Now, you know them. You heard about them. Hebrews listed many of them that we heard today. Abraham, Isaac, Moses, faithful Israel as a nation, Rahab, the prostitute of Jericho. Yes, even Rahab. What a motley crew, Hebrews describes, that cheers you on as you run the marathon race of living in and from your baptism that is set before you. So run your baptismal race with joy, with endurance, with patience, with hope. And always, listen carefully, always focus on Jesus. His joy was to save you. Your joy, as you prayed in the collect this morning, your joy is to receive the benefits of that salvation that he won for you on the cross. Your joy then is to be welcomed at the end of your race in the open, nail-scarred arms and hands of the Savior. Your joy is to have him put the victor's wreath upon your head. And when you become weary in this life, and when you become discouraged of all this Christianity stuff, fix your eyes on Jesus and let everything else recede into the rearview mirror. I'm here to tell you that Jesus will sustain you. He will give you strength. He will see you through everything, including the conclusion of the race from death to life eternal. He gives you his word on that, and most especially his word of promise in the Lord's Supper when he says, hey, this is my body and blood that's given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Brothers and sisters, you remember the Apostle Paul while he wasted away, literally wasted away in a dark Roman dungeon. As he waited his own impending execution, he wrote these words in 2 Timothy. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Talon and all of you today, that's how the race of the Christian life looks. Not much peace in this world, yet there is eternal peace that surpasses our understanding. There's no enduring life in this world, but there is eternal life in abundance in heaven. There's no lasting joy in this world, but I'm here to tell you that there is eternal joy overflowing in paradise for you. Brothers and sisters, and Talon especially, happy running the race, knowing that in Jesus you already have the victory. Jesus said so on the cross. It's finished. In the name of Jesus, and happy Confirmation Day. Amen.